This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today a study we've been involved in the past few days on the great problem of human suffering. Yesterday we began an explanation as to how we might see the key that unlocks the solution to the problem of why man is allowed to suffer in this life. And we pointed out that the fundamental key to it is the will of God, pointing out yesterday that the will of God in the ideal sense and the will of God in the circumstance of man's sin must be understood before one can really understand the problem of human suffering. Now we continue today with the third element in the will of God, namely the ultimate will of God, or the will of God for eternity. It is God's ultimate will to bless all of the righteous by giving them an eternal home in heaven, and to punish all of the wicked by casting them into everlasting punishment, Matthew chapter 25, verse 46. And there is no single power, there is no combination of powers, which can prevent God's accomplishment of His ultimate will. Men may reject God's will to believe on Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They may reject God's will that they obey the Lord Jesus Christ in the terms of pardon set forth in the gospel. But someday all men will stand before God in judgment to give an account for the deeds done in the body, as the Apostle Paul made clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now these facts show us, among other things, the following. First, that it is the ideal or intentional will of God for man to be happy and free from sorrow and pain. Secondly, that God loves man so much and wishes so much for man to be blessed that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for him. Third, that each man who sins and refuses to repent of his sin thereby cuts himself off from the blessing which God wishes to give him. Fourth, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, tears, and death which is in the world is here basically because of man's sins. Fifth, God is infinitely powerful and infinitely wise. The fact that there is suffering in the world means neither that God is weak nor that God is not benevolent. It does mean that God has given man freedom to make choices and that man has made and continues to make many evil choices. The entire field of human suffering is a very complex one. In one sense, it can be truthfully said that all suffering is the result of sin. But it is of value to the sufferer to look at the matter in a little more detail. Perhaps some of you are asking at this very moment, why am I suffering? What is the meaning or the significance of it? What has caused it? Have I done something wrong? Is God punishing me for some sin in my life? To understand the causes and sources of suffering will be helpful in answering such questions. And so I want to point out, in the brief time that remains for us today, some of the sources are the causes of suffering. First, some suffering comes as a result of ignorance, simply because they do not understand the basic rules of health. Some people drink impure water or eat contaminated food. They thus become ill and suffer. Some even die. Some suffering comes as a result of accident. Many people fall, for example, in their own homes and injure themselves. Others have suffered because of injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Some people may be forced to be in either a bed or a wheelchair for a long time as a result of such accidents. Not long ago, one of the finest athletes in the world fell and broke his neck. And since that accident, he has been paralyzed from the neck down. It simply is an obvious fact to us that we suffer many times because of accidents, because of ignorance and other factors in this life. This world is a veil of soul-making. It is an area in which we have the opportunity of deciding to love God, to serve Him, and receive the blessing which He offers.